Thank you, choir. Beautifully done. How about the sanctuary? Didn't the decorators and the people do a nice job on making the sanctuary look beautiful this year? Julie Wendell and her team, Robin Caprio and her team, not only here but in the foyer, we have created some picture-taking opportunities for you and your family as you join us over the next month of this season, both here and out in the lobby, just to kind of remember and capture some of the moments of this season, remembering what's most important. And so today I just want to say a few words about focusing in on what's most important. You know, I was at a breakfast with a local pastor who was, he forgot his reading glasses. You know, his reading spectacles, some of you have those in your pocket when you go out and... Oh, act like you don't have them. Okay. Yeah, right. All right. And so most people who have those, they flip them out, they read the menu, and they don't. Well, this pastor that I was with did not have his reading spectacles with him. And so he took out his phone and used the camera on the phone to enlarge the menu so that he could. And I said, well, that's kind of a neat thing. And, you know, use of available resources, right? I'm kind of the opposite. My eyes, I have to take my glasses off to read because, well, I can see up close, but not far away. But the idea that what he was doing kind of reminded me of something, and something that we're dealing with at this time of the year. When he was looking at the menu, it looked like a blurry mess. He didn't have any idea what he was ordering and what he wasn't. Now, he had been to this restaurant many times, and I probably am he was very familiar with the menu and could have ordered without it. But he went through this exercise so that he could see clearly and focus in on what the words were on the menu. You know, it's kind of like with prophecy. Today we lit the prophecy candle. We read from Scripture from the Old Testament. The prophecy that's given to us concerning our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and His arrival, the incarnation, this was given to us so that we would be able to focus and own in on and know who the Savior was, know when the Messiah was born, understand that God was at work in the middle of time, that He would send His one and only Son to earth to invade humanity. But this is the prophecy was given to us, the hundreds of prophecies from the Old Testament, so that we wouldn't miss the occasion. And wouldn't you know it, when the occasion came, that, well, a bunch of people missed it. Because they were like reading a menu without their spectacles on. They had taken the prophecy, and they knew the prophecy of the Messiah, but because of all the other things that gained their attention and distraction and focus, well, they missed out on the birth of the Messiah. They missed out on the most important event in the history of all mankind. And so, but let's not act like that was something just for the first century. This is something the 21st century deals with as well. Because there's so many things, there's so many opportunities for our, well, for our attraction, for our focus to get distracted. And really the only thing that really makes sense at this time of year, the only thing that we should focus on is Jesus.
Amen.
Is Jesus. And so as we think about the things that we're doing, we think about the things that we're struggling with and during these holidays, we think about all the things that are going on in the world today, well, we understand that the only hope for this world still is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so I want to try to help you focus for a minute. I want to try to help you focus in on the Savior during this time. Bob, would you go ahead and help me with that? Go ahead and turn the lights down. So all the things that we talked about today, the wreaths and the lights on the trees and the poinsettias and even the holly and the evergreens, all of these are helpful tools and helpful aids to point our attention to our Savior. But in many times and in many different ways, they can become distractions even in and of themselves. This past week, I went up into my attic and, well, got down the Christmas decorations. Anybody relate to that? And so we go through this exercise the week of Thanksgiving or sometime during this time of year where, well, we got to bring down the Christmas decorations and get all the yard ornaments decorated and get all the things that will introduce and usher in the season. And many times, well, we forget about why we're doing this. And for what reason? Because we want our yard to look good? We're competing with the neighbors? Some of you are. I know you are. I was a little disappointed this year. Usually I'm the first one to have the lights on. There was a neighbor down the street that beat me by 2 days. And so, you know, that was something that I had to get over. Right? Because of the competition there. But here's what I do know. That the lights, the multicolored lights of my neighbor and the yard ornaments with the tree and the reindeer and all of those things, I know that my neighbor doesn't know Jesus as their Savior. And so they go through this exercise of putting up their Christmas decorations and they don't even know the meaning of Christmas. And many of us do similar things, that we go through rituals and routines and different things during this time of year and we've lost sight and focus of the true meaning of the season. And so it's helpful for us to come into this season to really start to recenter and refocus ourselves to truly thinking about the impact that Jesus had on humanity and on our lives. Prophecy was supposed to point people toward the Messiah. But what happened over the course of time and over history is they began to look for the Messiah in different forms. Brother Jimmy read the scripture in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. It says, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." Now what had happened over a period of time is they began to look for the Messiah in different ways. As a liberator, as a diplomat, as a mighty warrior and conquering hero. And so what they looked at, and they made the Messiah into something that was of their own making rather than allowing God to intervene history in the way that he had deemed necessary. Sometimes we're guilty of the same thing, of making the Messiah something of our own making. And especially at this time of year, it should allow us to come back and to center focus on the Messiah and on his impact in our lives, spiritually. Why he's here, the purpose that he came, to save his people from their sins. It's not about all of this other stuff that the world has told us that this holiday season represents. You know, I partook in the current cultural tradition called Black Friday. Holy Toledo. Holy Toledo. I was reminded of this particular passage and this particular scripture about focusing in on the Savior. About how this society and the culture we live in has made this about so many different things. I went and my wife and my daughter wanted to go into the store just to see what it was all about. I was smart and I waited in the car. But as I did and I circled around the parking lot, I sat there and I just was marveling at the amount of people that found themselves in the same place at the same time searching after the next deal. And this whole tradition has now become what ushers in the holiday season. This idea of commercialism, materialism, consumerism is now what many people feel is the beginning of the Christmas season. Church, Christians, followers of Jesus, if we don't proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ and remind people of the true reason for the season, the world isn't going to tell them. It is up to us. It is our responsibility. It is our message to share. And so we begin today by sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, by reminding ourselves of the focus of the season in which we find ourselves in. But this is a challenge to each and every one of us, that over the next 24 days, that we will allow this message to ring true in our hearts, afresh and anew at this time of year, but that we will share this message with everybody that we can come into contact with. Reminding them of the true reason of the season is not the next deal that you can get. It's not the lights and the glitter. It's not the parade that's going to happen. It's about Jesus.
Amen.
It's about the birth of our Savior and our Lord. And the significance of that is what we have to carry. It's the gift that we carry to the culture and to the community that we live in. And so my challenge to you, church, today and for the next 3.5 weeks is to allow this message to be the message that you share, so that people may come to understand and to know the reason of the season is not what the world says. It's the arrival of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Join me in prayer. Father, as we sit quiet for just a moment, Father, I pray that you would help us to reflect on the greatest story ever told. It's not a fictional story. It's a true story. It's a story of love. It's a story of mercy. It's a story of passion and compassion. It's a story that you are the author and the finisher of. It's the great redemption story of mankind. Father, I pray that as we spend the next several weeks walking through this season, that you will make this story come alive in our own hearts, afresh and anew, yet again. Sometimes the familiarity with the details or the familiarity with the story will cause less importance and significance and relevance in our lives. But Father, this story should never be less relevant or less important, less significant than it was on the day that it happened. But Father, what happened on that day is the story began of our redemption. That you sent your one and only Son into the world to redeem mankind of their sin, that he would pay the price of the sin of all humanity, of all mankind. That he would live a sinless, perfect life that would one day come to an end on a cross. And it would be on that cross that the penalty would be paid for our sin. The penalty that we could not pay because of our sin. That he could pay because he was sinless. And he paid it for each and every one of us. So, Father, as we remind ourselves and remember this story of a baby born in a manger, Father, let us be reminded of how this story ends in Jesus' life here on earth. That there would come a day that on the third day, that he would be resurrected from the grave. That he would overcome sin and death on our behalf. And that by faith, we could share in that victory. By faith. So, Father, help us to be the sharers of this story in this community this day. Father, my prayer is that there is not one person in this community of Palm Coast that would not come to understand the true meaning of Christmas. That it was the birth and the arrival of our Savior, and it was the advent of the most amazing, remarkable, love-filled story ever told. Father, may we tell this story over and over and over again this season. And Father, to you be all the glory and all the honor. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.